When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So I think I get diaries now. That's the headline for the final entry into Art Sound Off 2015. Is that, you know, and I really should have gone back and listened to my final one that I did for 2014. Because I wonder if I came to the same conclusion. I'll go back and listen to it after this. I don't even know what episode it was. I guess go back 30 episodes from this one. Yeah, so if you haven't heard of Art Sound Off, it's this event that we held during the month of November of 2015, where my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I challenged ourselves, and then by extension, everybody else in the world, to record an audio reflection, journal, essay, some kind of talking aloud kind of thing to describe what you go through in making visual art or making your art. Let's just put it that way, but in audio form and sharing it online with the Art Sound Off hashtag for the month every day. So you do 30 of them, ideally, but then, you know, life, you don't have to. There's no lives on the line with this thing. But I did. I did 30 this month. And let's start by talking about, in this final reflection on the reflections, you know, the first episode I did for this year, I stated my goals. And I stated a use case for doing this thing again. And I had noticed... And I was noting that I don't have a habit of processing and reflecting. Now, when I first started the Thunder Punch Daily microcasts, this is years ago. This is like, I want to say 2010. So like 5 years ago. Part of the benefit I got out of it, because I had a commitment to do, I think, two a week. So it wasn't quite daily. But knowing that I had to check in twice a week meant that I was always on the alert. I was always on the lookout for things that were worth thinking aloud about, things that were worth reflecting upon, things that were something that just caught my eye about being a visual artist that week. And doing an art podcast like Art and Story was also a reason to be more alert to those things. And I got huge benefit out of just being so sort of just always scanning the horizon for that kind of stuff. And I noticed that I hadn't been doing it as much. I had been operating more intuitively through my audio work and my visual artwork. If I was noticing stuff, it wasn't anything where I was going, ah, I am noticing this thing that I'm noticing now. It was more like it just kind of, it happened and then it went away, right? So one of the goals I said was like, you know, I'd like to make more of a habit out of processing and reflecting. And, you know, thereby hopefully leading me to be more thoughtful and attentive in the work that I'm doing. I'm improving my concentration in the kinds of stuff that I am attending to, right? All right, so those are goals. What was the experience I had? What did I find? Now, this is stuff that probably made its way into the 30 episodes that I did, whether I said it explicitly or whether it's something that you infer from listening to it. But I discovered that, boy, oh boy, checking in every day was a lot harder than I thought it would be. I don't think I ever complained about this. It's just, it was a challenge. It was tough to find the time and place where I could have that 15 minutes I needed to do the thing. And finding the 10 minute spin up to recording the thing, right? 10 minutes to just jot down a few thoughts, a few notes, sitting. And sometimes it wasn't jotting. It was just sitting there just like thinking like, okay, what happened today? Let's rewind. What did happen today? Right? So I did get to be more thoughtful and attentive, but it took more effort this year, I felt like, than it did in previous years, which leads me to, it leads me to wonder, like, okay, what were the conditions that were different this time? Were you busier? Do you do the work differently? Does it have to do with the amount that you're interacting with your fellow artists? What's different now than last year, right? And I haven't really processed that too deeply yet. But it's definitely like a little flag to like, go, okay, this is worth investigating. But let's look at the bright side. It still proved I can do it. You know, even when it's hard, I can check in every day and I can ship, you know, once a day for a whole month on a little microcast thing. And I did notice that one of the friction points was, and this is like as far as I got in processing, you know, the whole business of it being harder than I thought it would be. I did notice that it was hard to find a time of day that was good to do it. Where, okay, that's an interesting choice of words, Jersey. A time that's good to do it. Like a time where I felt ready to do it, right? And this goes into, we just dropped an episode of the Galaxy of Super Adventure podcast, the show that I do with Ben Hatke and Zach Giolongo. The topic was starting. And one of the sort of like lighthearted ribbing that we do to our younger selves at the beginning of the episode is going through that dialogue of, oh, well, I need to, you know, I need to do a little bit more thinking about this before I start. I need to practice a little bit more before I start. I need to get more notes done. I need to write a little bit more. It's got to be perfect before I can start it, right? And here I am talking about finding the right time of day. There is no right time of day when you are juggling 100 things, you know, when you're trying to have a family life, have a creative life, and try to make a buck. And meet all the other expectations that are that we as humans face at the time. There's never going to be a good time. Funny that I chose that. But I did notice that I never tried to do it first thing in the morning. And so like I think I took very much to heart the notion of reflection, as in reflecting on the day that just happened. I wonder how things would have changed had I started first thing as I started my day reflecting on yesterday. That would be interesting. And I'm marking that for follow-up as I think about what's going to happen next with Thunder Punch Daily. Let's talk about, okay, so I talked about my goals. I talked about what I found, you know, the on-the-ground experience with this thing and engaging with it. Let's talk about what I learned. What are the takeaways? Definitely learned that I need to keep tweaking and playing with and rethinking the way I schedule my days. Because you know, the freelancer's life, stuff gets shuffled all the time. And you can't, I mean, there's this wonderful David Say tool. I know I talk about David Say a lot, but, you know, his stuff is great. I'm going to grab it real quick. This is actually on his website. What is this thing called? The Task Order Up. So if you've ever seen, like, in a restaurant, especially in old-timey movies and stuff, like, you'll see, like, the wait staff take an order and then they tear it off of their pad and they put it on this little spinny thing over in front of the chef. And it's like, you know, here's the order. And then the chef, you know, spins it around, reads the order, makes the food, and this is your order up. And so it's this slip of paper that goes sort of in conjunction with the emergent task planner. And it's sort of like, you know, it's a single task slip of paper. And it's sort of based on the notion that stuff's going to pop up during the day. And it does. You know, you get an email from somebody that's like, hey, you know, you thought you were done with this particular freelance job. They just want one more change on it. You know, they're paying for the change. So, you know, you can do it. But you weren't planning on it. So now you're doing it, right? And now stuff gets shuffled around. Anyway, so that was definitely a point of friction this month in trying to figure out where to do my art sound off entries. And so it's if I'm too jumbled and busy to do a 15-minute reflection, then that's a warning sign. Let's look at that schedule and think about how it needs to be rethought. And then there were a couple of episodes where I had like sort of like eureka moments where thinking aloud revealed blind spots in my thinking. So episode 209, just two episodes ago, it revealed to me a huge blind spot in my work that I need to address. You know, and I was talking about why should people care about my work, and I could talk about all of the characteristics of the work that make it lovable to me, but I couldn't talk about the beating heart as clearly or as easily. So, you know, I didn't set out to do that. It was something that was revealed just through talking aloud. In episode 204, when I was talking about spaces, and I was talking about, and it didn't occur to me until I started messing around with my workspace and talking through what I was doing, that through that process, I discovered I don't really think about this stuff very much. I don't think about workspaces and the functions of workspaces and how to design them more effectively. So those are two huge thumbs ups that I got out of this thing. Like, okay, I found two areas where I definitely need to continue to work harder and do more investigation. So that's awesome. So in this way, you know, these thinking aloud exercises helped me process more of what I was going through, which is what I was one of the goals I set out to do. So victory there. And like I said at the top, I think I understand the purpose of a diary now. I never really kept one when I was a kid. I remember I kept one when I was like in seventh grade because I would write the plots to cartoons that I had watched for fear that when I grew up, I would forget about all these wonderful things that I grew up with. So it was like sort of like this record of like, hey, future me, this stuff is awesome and I'm here to tell you. But I never thought of it as anything more than that. It was like a record for my future self. But I understand now that thinking aloud and writing out your thoughts can be a way of processing them. So what's going to happen next with Thunder Punch Daily? Final thought on this thing. I'm going to continue to do it, but I don't know if it's going to be a public microcast. What I'm thinking right now is that it's going to be an extra thing that I post on my personal Patreon for the Boulder and Fleet comic. Thunder Punch Daily's sort of like creator commentary or essays about the making of that specific project. And then when I say it won't be public, it means that it will be only available to my patrons. You can look at it as, yes, it's a way to incentivize people supporting me there. Yes, if you like this show, then yes, then that would be potentially an incentive. But also because I think that the service of the audio event becomes a lot more clear and direct in my mind. Will Thunder Punch Daily then never be public again? No, that's not true, because there's always another art sound off. And one of the milestone reward tiers I have on my own personal Patreon is if I reach a certain threshold of income, I'm going to bring the show back as a public show. But for now, it's not going to be a regular thing. It'll just be something I'm just thinking about how, you know, writing little behind the scenes stuff for the Boulder and Fleet Patreon sometimes takes longer than it would had I just done an audio version. So I'm thinking about doing that. So if you have listened to all of these and you want to continue, you know, interacting with me through these little microcasts and hearing my innermost thoughts, that's another thing. By posting it on a Patreon, it feels like, and because I'm posting it to people who really, really care, I feel like I could be even more candid than I have been in the past. We'll see. Anyway, but yes, so if you're interested in more, then the place to go would be patreon.com/jersey. That's where they will be. And I don't know which reward tier I'm going to put them on. When I start posting them, I will let people know what pledge tier they're available to. All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening to this whole month-long endeavor. Thanks to Rob for helping orchestrate this thing, coming up with all the great prompts. And thanks to everybody who participated in the event. I know it wasn't the easiest thing in the world to do. And I do this a lot. So your effort and courage is to be commended, for sure. So who am I? Jersey Drozd, BoulderandFleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. And tomorrow, what is today? Today is Monday. It is Monday, the 30th of November. So the 1st of, oh no, it'd be the 2nd of December. It will be Wednesday, December 2nd. A new page of Boulder and Fleet drops. So that's my comic about a bear and a bird who go from town to town and help people with their problems. Sort of like the Incredible Hulk TV show, but with animals and people clothes. And lots of action. You know, anybody who's listened to my stuff long enough knows that I'm a huge fan of 80s cartoons, especially 80s cartoons based on toy lines, because I think that it's a marvelous design constraint to try to write something interesting about a hunk of plastic that it has no inherent life of its own. That's another discussion for another time. So I will be back in the future with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody,
Orko certainly had an exciting lesson in history today. Of course, chances are most of you won't have the same opportunity to meet any of those famous people who lived long ago, but even so, remember that just like you, they were very real. For the most part, the people we read about in history books led pretty exciting lives. And that's why, to me, history is like, well, it's like a great adventure story. And the best part is that it really happened. Well, see you soon.